Alvin and Dalvin or whoever those bums are?
Yep, right, exactly. From the compound.
Right. Yep, Keach from Parts Unknown. I will see y'all at the picnic. I'm bringing 2 pork butts. And shout out to Annie Joe and Brandy Joe.
Awesome. Sounds good. Thanks, Keach. All right. I'm going to take a quick break. I'll be right back with more green cheese fun right after this. Alrighty then. No Fruit is the name of that song. And the name of the band is U.S. Girls. And, you know, of course, they're from Toronto. but interesting. And sorry about the board was really super hot there. I don't know what's up with that channel. But at any rate, it's a couple minutes after 8 o'clock. You're tuned to 91.7 FM KAXE Grand Rapids, 90.5 KBXE Bagley Bemidji. We're at 89.9 in Brainerd and on your smart speaker. We are People Powered Radio in northern Minnesota. You can join us at KAXE.org. Click on the pledge button there and you can pledge your support to keep us moving and grooving because that's what it's all about. So, without further ado, we'll get right back into it. I'm still looking for the year that a van bomb parked below the World Trade Center exploded, killing 6 and injuring over 1,000. And Unforgiven wins the Best Picture at the Academy Awards. What is the year? looking for some initials here. The Black Eyed Peas in 2009 had a release, and the initials are BBP. 2015, Sam Hunt released TYT. I'll give you one more. Marvin Gaye, 1983, SH. 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey there. I would like to answer the question about Eddie the Eagle.
Alrighty then.
Is the answer Hugh Jackman?
It is Hugh Jackman. You betcha.
All right. Awesome. I'd like to give a shout-out to my wonderful grandparents, the Franks, and another shout-out to our wonderful neighbors, Chris and Aaron.
Where are you calling from?
We're calling from Big Turtle Lake up in Marcel, Minnesota.
Okie dokie.
All right. Have a guys' night. Grateful show.
Thank you. Thanks for calling. Bye-bye.
Of course.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, this is the Blue Lakers from Blue Lake, Minnesota calling. We'd like to answer the Sam Hunt question.
Yes, please do.
It is Take Your Time.
Take Your Time. Very good. Very good. Good deal.
Right.
All right. Thanks
Thank you. Well, we'd like to do a shout out to Tim and Kim down in Prior Lake.
There you go. Thanks for calling. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I had an answer for that Nickelback acronym. Yeah.
Okie dokie.
It's How You Remind Me.
Right. It actually got answered a second ago, but that's all right. You got it as well. No worries.
Oh, thanks a lot. Hey, this is PJ at Dead River. Can I give a shout out?
Sure.
All the crew at Schwartz's Island in Cutaway Lake.
Okie dokie.
All right, thanks.
You betcha. Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, this is Saf. I have an answer for the 2008 Eagle Eye agent character. Was it Billy Bob Thornton?
Yeah, absolutely. You
nice.
Betcha.
Awesome.
Good job.
I just want to send a shout out to the Hay Lake Hookers. We're up here on Hay Lake for the 4th and having a blast.
Okie dokie. Thanks.
This is the Green Cheese.
Right on. Good, good answer.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Is Unforgiven 1992?
Oh, it's not 92.
Thank you.
No?
No. So it
91?
It got the, it wins
93.
Oh. All right, I got to give it to you. It's 93.
All right, well, that was cheating, but.
I know.
All right. It's 91? Sorry, I didn't mean to be a cheater, but.
Cheater.
I can take some, you know. Things because I'm the king.
Yeah. So did you hear Keach's question?
Yeah, I did, but I didn't quite understand it. But I'll put his knees behind his head if that's what he wants.
Yeah. All right, fair enough.
All right, talk to you later, Brandon.
Thanks, Ed. Bye. Oh, my goodness. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, yes. This is Brianna.
Hi, Brianna.
Hi.
What do you have for me?
So I believe the answer to the World Trade Center year is 1993.
It is 93, and Ed the King just beat you to the punch, but he guessed 92 first, and then he said 93. So.
Well, I know it's 93 because I am from New York, and I lived there when 9/11 happened.
Oh, icky.
Yeah. But I am calling from Big Sandy Lake with my husband's family, our cousins Angela and Taylor, and our kids. And we're having a great time and loving Minnesota, where my husband's from, and we met in the Army. So we're here visiting.
Awesome. Well, it's a great place to visit and be from, too.
That's what he says.
Yep, exactly. He's right. Of course.
Hello?
Right on. All right. Well, thanks for calling, Brianna.
Thanks.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Du-du-du-du. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, well, how you remind me? Well, that was answered while I was waiting, but good for all of them. But, so, the crew on Button Box thinks the World Trade Center was written on 1992?
It just got answered. It was 93.
Oh, of course it did.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Day late, a dollar short, right? All right.
Where are you calling?
We'll try another 45 minutes to try it again and again.
Where are you calling from?
Everybody have a good time. We are calling from the sunny side of Button Box.
Oh, right.
For not long. Yeah.
All right.
Brandon, you have a We'll catch you later.
Okie dokie. Keep trying. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Brandon. This is Breezeway in Virginia again. We got an answer for the Marvin Gaye, SH initials.
Yep.
That'd be Sexual Healing.
Exactly. Very good.
And I'd like to do one more shout out to Mitch out there in Grand Marais with the cabin. It's just gorgeous. Thank you so much.
You betcha. Thanks for playing. All right. What was the name of the merciless villain in the 1980 sci-fi film Flash Gordon? And let's see. Oh, what J.R.R. Tolkien villainous character spoke in an idiosyncratic manner, often referring to himself in the third person? Let's see. And I have a couple more initials here. So 2016, Justin Bieber, L.Y. 1970, Simon and Garfunkel, B-O-T-Y, or W, sorry, B-O-T-W. And I have two left.
Last word.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Well, my answer just got answered.
Again? Jiminy Crickets.
but the Marvin Gaye one, I knew that was. When I get that feeling.
Yep.
I need whatever, yeah. Oh, yeah. I don't know. I don't have nothing, I guess.
Fair enough. Where are you calling from?
Thumper and Rosemont.
Yep. I gotcha.
Great show. We'll keep listening.
Okie dokie. Thanks for calling.
Try to get one. Yep.
Right on. Thanks, Thumper.
Hey, Liz.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, I think somebody probably answered the Marvin Gaye question.
Yep.
Is that right?
Yep.
I heard my wife sort of throw out an expletive from the shore. I was staying on the end of the dock, so. All right, but, you know, thanks for, you know, asking a Marvin Gaye question.
Sure.
Who I love. So anyway, I don't think I have an answer to any of the other questions. So could I just give a shout out anyway?
Sure.
All right. This is Mrs. Bieberhausen Kid from Camp McAlpin. We are traveling and we are on Lake Roosevelt in outing tonight. So shout out to Wayne and Chris and Sarah and any of the other denizens of Camp McAlpin.
Okie dokie then.
Thanks so much.
You betcha. Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, this is Jigs. Jigs from the from the garage.
Right.
And did you ever get that Philadelphia Eagles stadium?
Nobody answered it.
Nobody answered it, huh?
Nope.
I believe it's Lincoln Financial Stadium.
Yeah, I'm going to give it to you. It's Lincoln Financial Field is what it's called.
Oh, okay. Well, it's close. I was Lincoln Financial something.
Yep. Yeah, well, the question asked what's the name of the stadium, so it's a little misleading, but okay. Right on.
All right. I was close.
You got her, buddy.
Take it. I'll take it.
Okie dokie, then.
I've got a good night like tonight, so talk to you later.
Okay, bye-bye.
It was a long time to get in for this one. So
yeah.
We'll talk to you later.
Okay, right. Bye.
Bye.
All right, here's another year. The original Planet of the Apes movie is released in theaters. The Beatles announced the creation of Apple Records in a New York press conference. What's the year? 218-326-1234. We're playing Green Cheese live in Bemidji tonight. It's about 15 minutes after 8 o'clock, and support comes from Schroeder Log Home Supply, supplying home wood home and cabin owners with specialty sealants, preservatives, and wood finishes. More information at their Grand Rapids store or online at loghelp.com. All righty then. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Good evening. This is Sudbury, Ontario, calling again, defying the king's calling. even though I think we were the only ones.
I think you're the only ones.
This time, anyway.
At least calling from Canada.
So, yeah, exactly. So, the Marvin Gaye, the Simon & Garfunkel album.
Yes.
The Bridge Over Troubled Water.
There you go.
Awesome. Thank you, sir. Good show, and we'll keep listening.
Okie dokie. Thanks.
Take care.
Bye.
Oh, man.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, Mojo from the sauna.
Yeah.
Day late and a dollar short again. Bridge Over Troubled Water. Simon and Garfunkel. I just heard it.
Yeah. The Canadians beat you to the punch.
Yep. God dang Canucks.
Push button.
I'm headed up there in a couple weeks going fishing, so if I get up there, I'll give them a hard time now.
There you go.
I'm putting my money behind King Ed. I think he's a lot better fighter than that Teach from Parts Unknown. And, I mean, he calls in and he just rattles on and on forever.
Yeah, well, there is that.
Yeah. But as long as he's bringing a couple of pork mutts, we'll show up with some buns and see if we can have a sandwich.
There you go. Sounds good to me.
All right, Brandon. Great job. We'll keep listening. Thanks for hosting.
Thanks, Mojo.
All right, guys. Talk to you later.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, hello, Sugar Plum. How are you?
I'm really well. How are you?
I'm doing quite fine, thank you. Oh, I have the answer to, it was about Darth Vader and the guy, his name was, it was James Earl Jones.
Yeah.
Is it right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yes. You're right.
Oh,
it got answered many times.
Oh, it did?
Oh,
yeah. Darn it.
That happens.
Oh, well. I'm glad I wasn't embarrassed.
Where are you calling from?
I don't know. Michael, where am I? Oh, I'm in Gun Lake.
Gun Lake.
Yeah.
Okay, good job. Well, thanks for calling from Gun Lake. You're very
welcome.
Well,
of course, Sugar Plum. I hope you have a great day.
I most certainly will. Thank you.
Oh, thank you. Bye-bye now.
Bye-bye.
How do I hang up, Michael?
Oh, boy. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Well, Brandon, I think I beat somebody to this one.
There you go.
Well, let's see. So, I think the J.R. Tolkien character you're looking for.
Yep.
From The Lord of the Rings, and it's Spiegel.
Oh. No, it's not.
What's his name? Gonk?
Gollum.
Gollum?
There you go. There you go.
Yeah, it is him. Holy smokes, we got one.
There. Boy, you had me on the edge of my seat there for a minute.
I know. We're all fans. But anyway, yeah, we're not just on the sunny side of Button Box anymore. Now we're making s'mores on the sunny side of Button Box. So, good times.
Fair enough.
We got one.
Fair enough.
All righty, man.
Good deal.
Peace out.
Bye-bye. In the 1939 film The Wizard of Oz, the Wicked Witch of the West flies on her broom over what city, demanding that the citizens surrender Dorothy? And here's the last one on this list. In the 1978 film Superman, the villain Lex Luthor was played by which actor? Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello. Can I answer the question about the Flash Gordon character?
Surely.
Is it Ming the Merciless?
Ming the Merciless. You betcha.
Yay. Can I give a couple shout-outs?
Sure.
Okay. This is Swamp Dog Bark Bark. I'd like to give a shout-out to Simon. Love you, Simon. Also, Sugar Plum, is that you? Do you know that person?
It was
They sound like a...
It was all right.
they sound like fun. So shout out to them.
Right.
And then also a shout out to my beautiful bride, Will Bublitz.
Okie dokie then.
Oh, thank you. You're doing a great job.
Oh, where are you calling from? I didn't have you.
Oh, I'm calling from Glendalo.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Thank
All right.
you.
All right. Thanks for calling. Bye bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is the niece calling from Danger Camp Oahu.
Oh, right on.
I think I have an answer to the Black Eyed Peas.
Oh, yes. Good.
Is it Boom 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 Pow?
Boom Boom Pow. You betcha.
And can I answer the Justin Bieber one as well?
Yeah, go for it.
Is that Love Yourself?
That's the one. Love Yourself. Fair
awesome.
Enough. Good job.
Cool. Thank you so much.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Bye.
boy. Well, it's 20 minutes after 8 o'clock, and support comes from Slim's Bar and Grill on Ann Street in Bemidji, featuring burgers, veggie burgers, chili, and soups. Open Monday through Saturday, 11 to 1 a.m. More at slimsbarandgrill.com and on Facebook. Let's see here. I have two of the initials left. Okay, 1968, Johnny Cash, FPB. And here's the last one, 1998, Tim McGraw, JTSYS, JTSYS. Okay, fair enough. So, let's see, still looking for that one. Okay, oh, go. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, my goodness. I had all the cool answers. I had Dred Scott. I had Come On Eileen. I even had Ricardo Montalban. And this answer I had just because it's a song I hate so much. And I know this is a rant like from Keach from Parts Unknown. But she answered two questions. And I know that stupid Justin Bieber song because I hate it so much. So that was mine. Love Yourself. And I don't want people complaining to me just because they happen to love that song, and I hate it. I like a lot of cool songs. Anyway, thank you. Well, I'm glad you've got such a following that it's hard to get in.
Where are you hating from?
This is the First Lady of Cambridge. Oh. Unfortunately, the mayor is a lot more cool-headed than I am.
Yeah, so, well.
I'm with Pacemaker Jim, and shout out to Meg. Hope all things go well on Monday. And shout out to Mike and Sarah of shore of Lake Como. See, oh. Now they know I know that stupid song. It's just embarrassing.
Oh, no.
I know. I shouldn't have even called in, but I wanted to get through.
Fair enough.
Nobody will know that thing.
Yeah, well, fair enough.
All right. Thank you, Brandon. As always, you're doing an amazing job.
Thank you. Bye. Yes, I will be open for public flogging on August 9th at the picnic. So bring your Switch. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Brandon. This is Jess from Cedar Island Lake.
Hi.
I want to answer the Johnny Cash song.
Please do.
Folsom Prison Blues.
You betcha. Ding, ding, ding.
And King wants to answer 1968 for the Planet of the Apes.
Yes, 1968. Mm-hmm. Sure, mm-hmm. Sugar Plum. I know. It'll be a while before I live that one down, won't it?
Yep.
Okay, fair enough.
And I want to give a shout out to Nancy, Queen Nancy.
Right, good answer. Okay, well, thanks.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Yep.
Oh, my goodness. Da-da-da. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
I will get you, my pretty, in Emerald City.
In Emerald City. Very good. Where did I put that one? Right here. Okay. Okay. Where are you calling from?
Breezeway in Virginia.
All righty. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, let's see. Could I answer the question about Lex Luthor or try to?
Surely.
Was that Gene Hackman?
It was Gene Hackman. You bet.
Awesome. Thank you. This is Mrs. Bieber, House and Kid again. Camp McKelpin on Lake Roosevelt. You guys, great show. Thank you so much.
You bet. Bye-bye.
Happy fourth weekend, everybody.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Hello, you're on Green Cheese. Yeah.
He calling him Gene Hackman?
Oh, dang it. The lady just before you got it, Gene Hackman.
Are you kidding?
No.
Wow, this has been a great, been tough to get in tonight, but this is the abandoned luncheonette in Tamarack.
Oh, right on.
It was a shout out to the Tamarack Music and Arcade. They answered a couple earlier to show.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we're going to try to get to the picnic and meet you guys. That'd be great.
That would be great. You betcha. August 9th.
Thanks, Brandon.
You bet.
Thanks, sir.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye. Bring a dish to share and whatever kind of beverage and a lawn chair and maybe a blanket and stuff like that. So it's a grassy knoll. So, you know. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, Chase. Let me tell you something, Mean Gene. You tell that jabroni King Ed and Sugar Plum there, Mojo, that they need to draw circles and practice falling down a few times before they want to enter the square circle with me. And I'm bringing a new partner besides my buddy Smitty this year. I'm bringing James Earl Jones.
Oh, all right.
Unknown. Adios.
Right on. Bye bye. Oh, my gosh. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Is this Brandon?
It is.
So I just looked out on my phone. You know, you can check and see, like, how many times you try to call somebody, right?
Yeah. Wait a minute. Wait. You know, I used to write down. I used to write it down because people would tell me this, and I haven't done it for years, but I'm going to write it down. So what's the number?
So right now I'm 1-for-252, which means I could play for the Minnesota Twins right now.
Well, they won today, though, didn't they?
Well, that's more about the joke than the actual results from today's game.
Yeah. 252. Yeah. All right. Wait.
One for 252.
And where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Edina. This is Maury Amsterdam, guy.
Gotcha.
Yep. I'm just hanging on. I'm actually recovering from a vasectomy right now, so I'm not sure if you can hear me, but I'm wearing one of those cones around my neck, the plastic cones, so I don't try to lick my stitches.
Yeah.
And I've been calling for so long that I'm not even sure. I don't even know what the questions are. I mean, you can ask me something if you want to, but I have no idea what to say. I've been calling for half an hour. I have no idea if you, like, moved on or is the show still going?
Yeah. It's got another 32 minutes.
How about the Justin Bieber question? Was that answered yet?
Yes, it got it. I got chastised for that, too. Sorry. Good grief.
Well, let me give you a question. Do you know that that song was originally entitled, it was instead of L-Y, it was F-Y, and you can, like, fill in the blanks, right?
Yeah. It's a family show.
Well, I didn't say the word. I don't know if it's I don't want to get you banned from the by the FCC or anything.
No, we're not going to be abandoned, but.
No, you can't have that. Well, right. Listen, I'm going to keep trying, and I'll probably get through in the next half an hour, and then if not, we'll just talk later.
Sounds real good.
See you, buddy.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi. We think that someone already answered the Wizard of Oz question.
Oh, they did. Did you have the right answer?
Was it Emerald City?
It was the Emerald City. You bet. Where are you calling from?
Turtle Lake, Britain's on Britain Bay.
Okie dokie then. Well, thanks for calling.
Can I give a
go ahead.
Shout out to everyone on Turtle Lake.
All right. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
All right. We need another year. All right. What's the year? Optical fiber is first used to carry live telephone traffic. The United States launches the Voyager 2 spacecraft. What's the year? Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, this is the Aikio Islanders.
Oh, right on.
And I'm...
Yeah, I said, right on. Go for it.
All right. I'm answering the question about the Wicked Witch in the Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
She flew over the Emerald City.
That's correct. Emerald City.
Okay, thanks. I'd like to shout out the Currys from Warrior Town.
All righty then. Thanks for calling.
Yep.
Mm-hmm, bye.
Bye.
All right. These questions are entitled Born in Scotland. Okay. What poet and lyricist born in 1796 is widely regarded as the national poet of Scotland, but is celebrated worldwide? Okay, here's another one. Which Scottish-born scientist, inventor, engineer, and innovator is credited with inventing the first practical telephone? 218-326-1234.
Found it.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello, I have the answer for the Tim McGraw song.
Oh, right on, go.
Yeah, it's Just to See You Smile.
Just to See You Smile. Very good.
Yeah, I'm calling from Ollie's Outpost on Leech Lake.
Ollie's, gotcha.
Yeah, and I'd like to give a shout-out from all the Brownwater boys to Louis Kellen, if he's listening.
All right, sounds good.
All right, thanks.
You betcha. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I'd like to answer Tim McCraw's question. Just to See You Smile.
Just to See You Smile, you betcha. The caller just ahead of you got it as well, but you both got it at the same time.
All right.
That's the way it goes. Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Glen Hills in Glenwood City, Wisconsin.
Oh.
I'd love to give a shout-out to my husband, Dan, and friends that are in Minneapolis, Minnesota, Betsy and Jim.
Okie dokie, then.
Thanks. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for calling. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Mojo from the sauna again.
What's up, Mojo?
I'm going to guess Edison for the telephone.
Not Edison.
It wasn't.
Nope.
Can you imagine me being wrong again?
Well, I'm wrong all the time. What are you talking about?
Oh, my. I'm wrong more than I'm right.
But I do it publicly. I'm like on the air, like just blatantly just wrong, you know?
Well, I'm calling in the Green Cheese every Saturday night, and I'm wrong more than I'm right. I think that's public.
Well, you got a point there, yeah.
Yeah. Anyway, I got to give a shout-out back to Mama Hoy up on Burroughs Lake, Cass from Worry Township. And, man, I can't wait to see Cass and King Ed go at it.
You mean Keech or Cass?
Oh, Keech.
Yeah.
Keech from parts unknown. Yeah, he's going to go at it. Yep. The thing he don't know is I was a referee years ago. I was called the referee of treachery. So I'm going to be... I'm going to be reffing that fight, and I'll see what I can do for King Ed.
You got black and whites, or?
Oh, yeah, I'll bring a striped shirt.
Right on. All right. Yeah. Good deal. So,
we'll see you at the picnic, and great job. Thanks for your hosting, and we'll talk to you later.
Right on. Thanks, Mojo.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, I've got an answer to a question that was answered.
Okay.
I don't know if it's been answered, but because I've been on hold. Gentle suggestion, instead of playing Green Cheese when we're on hold, play the new questions so that if you...
I know.
But anyway, I'm not telling you how to do your job. You're doing a great job. What I think, what I would like to answer is the state with the largest, single state with the largest population of bald eagles.
Oh, yes. Go for it.
That would be Alaska.
That would be Alaska. Yep.
Yeah. A lot of people want to think it's Minnesota, but it's not.
I'll bet Minnesota ranks up there, though.
Oh, yeah, we're number three, I think. Florida has a lot because they can live there year-round.
Surely, right.
So, don't call me Shirley.
Where are you calling from?
This is Pointy from the East St. Louis County Nudist Colony, but we're calling tonight from the Strand Lake Nudist Colony.
Okay, Strand Lake.
And if you're planning your future 4th of July, and you're not don't like fireworks. Remember, there's no fireworks at any nudist colony.
Oh, fair enough.
You just don't want, you know, the accidents.
Yeah, we wouldn't want any accidents.
No, they could be disfiguring.
But you know what, though? I mean, in your defense, if you're nude, you don't have anything on to burn.
Well, that's true.
You know, when we, because in my profession, I have to wear non-flammable materials. And the most non-flammable material that you wear is your skin.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Very much so.
Well, we're learning trivia in the middle of a trivia show.
Isn't that amazing? Thanks for
America
calling.
America is great.
Thanks for calling.
America is great again. You Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Brandon, it's me, Rhinestone from the Biffy.
Right on. How's your furnace filter?
You don't want to know. Honestly, it's probably plugged. It's like the plumber with a leaky faucet. I wanted to answer that Steve Miller Band question hours ago, but couldn't get through. Much like Maury Amsterdam guy, if that was truly Maury Amsterdam guy, legend. Any idea who he is?
No.
I better not be an act. Oh, he's hilarious. Anyway.
Maury Amsterdam. Really sounds familiar, though.
Yeah, Maury Amsterdam guy. He's on the Common Man program.
I don't know it. Something on television?
He writes for KFAN, whatever. Kind of.
Okay.
Following guy with the Common Man. Really him.
All right.
Great work. I'm like, this guy's polished.
Right.
I like it. I strive to be that. Anyway, shout out to the Cummings compound on Perch Lake. The fine folks in Webster, Minnesota, support public radio. And you know what's next? Always change your furnace filters monthly.
Thanks, Rhinestone. boy. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, Brandon, it's Julie again. And this will be my last call because, yeah, I've got I've got in twice.
How many times did you dial the phone?
Pardon me?
How many times did you dial the phone?
And then that's what I'm going to tell you, what I've got here. I believe it's over 200 calls.
Yeah.
Look, this is how it works. And yes, maybe Nancy gets in more than others. Goddamn queen.
Right.
I don't know where, you know, it's like Dolores' red phone. And I'm taking up time. I'm sorry. I was apoplectic about that you said the 16th. It is the 9th.
I know. I had it written down as the 9th. And then tonight when I sat down, I wrote down the 16th because I glanced at the calendar and I thought, oh, yeah, that's right. But. Yeah, mistake. My mistake.
Welcome to my world, always saying things wrong, A. And B, Nickelback, who cares? I got to go now.
Bye-bye. Bye, Julie. Oh, my God. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, Brandon. Robert Burns is the poet. From Scotland.
Robert Burns, you betcha. Robbie is for short. So, yeah, right on. Good job.
You know, if it isn't Scottish, it's crap.
Oh, okay.
I heard that some British sitcom or something. Anyhow, I want to give some words of comfort to the gentleman who can't get through and had 200 and some calls. It happens to everybody.
Yeah.
There have been times when I haven't even got in the whole night.
And dialed the whole time.
Exactly.
Yeah. No.
And I never keep track of the number because it's too depressing.
It's a testament to the popularity of a simple little program that started as a question from a crossword puzzle.
That's right. And it's wonderful. So I'm telling them to keep trying.
Fair enough. The Queen. No big deal. Just keep trying. Thanks, Nancy.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Chase, anybody get the answer to that voice of Darth Vader question yet?
No. I think it's Randy Bachman.
Let me get a shout out to Mojo and the King. I'm just joshing with him. But I am bringing buns. I'm bringing two pork butts, and I'll bring some buns and some BBQ sauce. So he doesn't need to worry about that. He can bring some deviled eggs or 50 gallons of potato salad. Let me get a shout out to Julie Kraft for taking a cheap shot at Nickelback. I really respect that. And also, let me get a shout out to more Amsterdam guy. We've downed a few beers together in the basement of a certain little establishment watching the Vikings lose, and he's pretty funny. So
fair enough.
See you at the picnic, y'all. Keep your parts unknown, and I'll let her rest now. Bye.
Bye bye. Let's see here. What else do we have? which wealthy Scottish-born American industrialist devoted the last years of his life to large-scale philanthropy with special emphasis on local libraries, world peace, education, and scientific research? You almost can't go to any major city without seeing the name. Let's see, we didn't get the answer for the year yet, so I'll reread those clues. What year? Optical fiber is first used to carry live telephone traffic. The United States launches the Voyager 2 spacecraft. Okay. I have two left on the Eagles questions. What Eagles song opens with the lyrics, "Every night I'm lying in bed, holding you close in my arms, thinking about all the things that we said and coming apart at the seams"? What Eagles song is that the opening line for? And here's the last one. What type of eagle is featured on the national flag of Mexico? 218-326-1234. We receive support from Edward Jones Financial Advisor Christina Gallus, helping individuals and business owners reach their financial goals. More information at edwardjones.com. Edward Jones, member SIPC. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello?
Yes, you're up.
Hey, how are you, buddy?
I'm pretty darn fine.
Good, good. This is the boys from Ely Lake, and I got an answer for your Scottish question.
Good.
Yeah, so old Robbie, Robert Burns.
Yeah, the answer. Right. Actually, the queen beat you to the punch, but you are correct.
No.
And somewhat more colorful.
Well, let me give a shout-out to Ben and Sugo.
Okie dokie, then. Thanks for calling.
Thank you.
You betcha, bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, Tim from Murfield Beach Club. That 1977, wasn't that when the first fiber optic telephone system was put in?
1977, you are correct, sir. And I just started the camper today.
In Chicago that year. Oh, you did?
Yep.
still going, huh?
It still runs.
All right, far out. Yeah. All right, thanks a lot.
Thanks, bye-bye. Tim. Thanks for calling.
You bet, bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, this is Jigs from the garage again. That philanthropist, was that Carnegie?
It was Carnegie. You betcha.
All right. I had a heck of a time, but my buddy Mojo, we got a little deal set up. He dials that rotary phone. It comes across some airwaves and whatever, and we finally got it figured out. But he gave me the answer, so I'll have to go with him from that, so thank him.
You betcha. He's right.
All right.
Thanks.
Talk to you later.
Thanks, Jake. Bye-bye.
Yeah, bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Oh, yeah, I have an answer for the Superman nemesis question, Lex Luthor.
Yeah.
Was that Gene Hackman?
It was Gene Hackman, you bet. It did get answered right away, but you are correct.
And one other question. How does Simon get in so fast?
Well,
Or does he have a red phone?
He doesn't have the red phone. No, Nancy has the red phone.
Nancy has it. Cool.
Yep.
Well, here's a shout out to Chris and Aaron. Thank you, sir. We're the Turtle Lake boys.
Oh, okay, good. Thank you.
And girls.
Oh, and girls. Don't forget the girls. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, I got an answer for that Eagles song.
Yes.
Is it Best of My Love?
Yes, Best of My Love. You bet.
Great song. Hey, can I give him a shout out?
Sure.
It's once again to the crew at Schwartz's Island on Cutaway Lake.
And you're calling from?
This is PJ from Hickory Lake.
Okay. Thanks for calling.
All right. Thank you.
You betcha. Bye.
Bye.
Okay. We got that one and that one and that one. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, the Mexican flag, is it a golden eagle?
It is a golden eagle, you bet.
And then Darth Vader, that's Bobcat Goldthwait, right?
Yes, exactly. Good answer.
Cool. All right, this is Chris from Scott Speakeasy again.
Okay, thanks, Chris. Right,
thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
That would have been good. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Well, the Prince came up with Carnegie, but that was already used.
Yep.
But if you go to, like, Eveleth and see that library, it's spectacular. The one in Two Harbors is spectacular. Like, this guy felt pretty bad about how much he screwed everybody.
I see.
And made some beautiful libraries.
Well, he did make some beautiful libraries.
He did. So I have to say, the first rule in green cheese is you don't talk about green cheese.
Oh.
The second rule in green cheese is you don't talk about green cheese.
Okay.
All right. That's all I have. That's King.
Well, okay. Fair enough.
King out, Brandon.
Right on.
I'll see you at the picnic.
Okay. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
All righty then. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Brandon, hey, this is Maury Amsterdam guy.
Right.
No, the best thing I like about this show is that you can learn something, right? You can, maybe something you didn't know earlier today, now you know.
Right.
It's like when I was in eighth grade, I was like in this biology class. And the teacher said that, you know, if you, let's say you buy a little, like a goldfish or something, it'll grow to the size of the tank that you put it in, right?
Yep, supposedly, yes.
Well, that's what they say. So when I learned that, after school, I got on my bike, I went to Target, and I bought the biggest pair of underwear I could find.
Right. Good answer.
Hey, has anybody answered the Mexican flag question yet?
Only just.
I missed it?
Yep. It was the caller just before you.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
Once again, I can't hear because I'm on my phone. I was going to guess it's the Ice Eagle.
The Ice Eagle. Oh.
Yeah, was that wrong?
Just slightly.
Oh, sorry about that. Well, I'll talk to you soon, buddy.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, see you. Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, we have a couple answers. There are two of us, though, so we'll only give one. So first, Patsy's going to give the answer for the Eagle song.
Okay. Yeah, say it again.
Best of My Love?
Yes, Best of My Love. It actually did get answered, but you're correct.
Okay, we have another one, though.
Yep, go for it.
The eagle on the national flag of Mexico is the crested caracara, which is actually not a member of the eagle family, but, you know, that's all humans' constructions.
So is that a new flag, then, or?
No, that's their flag. It's got the eagle with a snake in its one of its talons.
I see.
But they don't, it's the crested caracara, and people call it the Mexican eagle.
I see. Because the answer I had, it called it the Golden Eagle.
Oh, you know, it might be the Golden Eagle.
That's what my answer said.
Two wrong answers.
Oh, well, fair enough. It was interesting listening to his story, though.
Well, we're calling in once again from the East St. Louis County Nudist Colony, but we're taking a vacation trip to the Strand League Nudist Colony.
Right on. Fair enough.
All right, thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, this is Dave from Aiken Acres in Pine City. Has the question about the bird on the Mexican national flag been answered?
Yes, it's been answered a couple times, but go for it. You called, you got in. What's your answer?
Well, let's see. It's either the raven or the crow.
Well, the title of the questions was eagles. So the the answer that we had was a golden eagle.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Fair enough.
Oh, I know that the crow is held high. So can I give a shout out?
Surely.
I'd like to give a shout out to Mike and Diane Meyer, who are neighbors to Mojo and Asana, and they need to start listening to Green Cheese on a regular basis. So thank you for what you do.
Right on. Where are you calling from?
Aiken Acres in Pine City.
All righty. Pine City. Gotcha.
There you go. Thanks. Thank you.
You betcha. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
Bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi, I was calling to answer the fiber optic question.
Okay.
1987?
Ooh, no, it was 1977.
Okay, all right. Yep. Well, I just want to give a shout-out to all the Green Cheese listeners from Harrison Lake, Nashwauk, Minnesota.
Fair enough. Thanks for calling.
All right. Have a great night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thanks.
Do. All right. So where did I go with that? Oh, yeah, here we are. Here's a good one for you. What is the combined metric height of Jennifer Aniston, Matt LeBlanc, and Matthew Perry? What is the combined metric height of Jennifer Aniston, Matt LeBlanc, and Matthew Perry? Some interesting reading material there for you. All right, I got another year quick. Let's see if we can get another one squeezed out of here. New York becomes the first U.S. state to require automobile license plates. And the first Nobel Prize ceremony is held in Stockholm. Okay, what is the year? 218-326-1234. Which of these... Oh, wait, that doesn't work. Which world-famous Scottish-born chef and television star was once on a path to playing professional soccer before an injury sidelined those dreams? And one more here. Which Scottish minister, theologian, and writer, born in 1513, was a leader of the Reformation and is considered the founder of the Presbyterian Church of Scotland? 218-326-1234. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi.
Hi.
I'd like to answer the Eagles question.
Okay, I think I got them all answered, but go for it.
Oh, is it James Earl Jones?
No. No, that's a good answer, though. Where are you calling from?
Turtle Lake.
All right. Have some fun. Keep up the good work.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Okay, I think I got my
name. Yes, hello?
Yep, turn your source down.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay, yep. What do you got for me?
I'm going to try to answer the question related to the Nobel Prize, if I can, 1934.
It's not 1934.
Oh, gosh. Can I do a shout-out to the Bass Lake Cousins Club, please?
There you go.
Thank you.
You bet. Thanks for calling. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hi there. This is Sudbury calling again.
Right on.
The Scottish chef. Would that be one Gordon Ramsay?
That would be one Gordon Ramsay.
Awesome. Yeah, love his show. It's awesome. Good stuff. It's been a good show tonight. This will likely be the last check-in. So from John and Steph, shout out to everyone listening.
Right on.
Yeah. Good night.
Carry on. Bye-bye.
Take care, Brian. Bye.
Hello, young Green Cheese.
Hi, is it Gordon Ramsay for the soccer player?
Oh, yeah, it is. Yeah, the caller just ahead of you got it as well. But yeah, no worries.
Yeah, well, Then I fall back on my previous answer, Bobcat Goldthwait. This is Chris from Scott Speakeasy.
Right on. Thanks, Scott. Right, or Chris. Bye. All right, we have a few minutes left here. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, Brandon, did you get the, it was Andrew Carnegie who did the libraries?
Yes, I did get Andrew Carnegie right away. Is this Crystal Castle?
Yeah, this is Crystal Castle. Sorry, I was like running errands, so I missed that. But anyway, you're doing a great job on the show. Can't wait for the picnic.
Right on. I'll see you then.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Hey, I'd like to get a guess at the combined height of those three actors.
Yes.
We're guessing 5.4 meters.
I think that's probably close enough. I came up with 5.25.
So I thought it would have to be.
I had 1.64 for Jennifer and 1.78 for LeBlanc and 1.83 for Perry.
Well, I just did an educated guess. I was guessing, but I wasn't sure. So.
You did a good job. Where are you calling from?
The Ikeo Islanders, and if I could give a shout-out to the Langs of Northfield.
Fair enough.
All right. Have a good night, everyone.
You as well. Bye-bye. All right, one more here.
We're done.
Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Yeah, this digs from the garage again. Did that Voyager 2, when it got launched off, ever get answered?
It did. It did. 1977.
Okay. Well, I was just checking.
There you go.
Finally got it. I was battling with that other guy, I think, that had like 69 calls or whatever, and I was pretty close to him, and I could see why he couldn't get in, because we must have been canceling each other.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, we only have two phone lines in northern Minnesota, so.
And
one of those is a party.
Cell phone one, so that's why Mojo gets in all the time. You only got the two lines, so the cell phone one is pretty busy. That rotary one, he can get in there pretty easy.
All right. Thanks, Jigs.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. One more. Hello, you're on Green Cheese.
Brandon, it's Rhinestone from the Biffy.
All right.
I wanted to answer that question. James Earl Jones was 17 foot 3, or in metric terms, he was 5.26 meters tall.
Are you bringing pasties or?
Pasties, and we're going to bring kolachkis from Czech country.
All right.
Actually, I'm not going to bring those. I wouldn't eat those. You can. Anyway, shout out to Krupp's Resort, too. I forgot.
Right on. Right
anyway,
on.
Again, my filter's plugged at home, but I'm going to tell everybody else, you know, change it monthly. That's all I got.
Fair enough.
Over and out.
Bye-bye. Well, that's it. We did it again.
This is a special request. Hope you enjoy it.
I tried to find how my heart could be so blinded. How could I be fooled just like the rest?
All right. I want to thank everybody for calling tonight. Heard from Simon of the Lakes, the Tamarack Amusement Center and Arcade, the Breezeway in Virginia, John and Steph in Sudbury, Ontario, the queen of green cheese, Nancy, checked in from beautiful downtown Ormond. Callers from Bass Lake, my friend Mitch from Brainerd checked in, East Smith Lake, Danger Camp at Wahoo. Let's see, The Fool in the Woods on Sissy Bakwit. Let's see, Gene and Chisholm, PJ at Hickory Lake, Julie Crab checked in. She only dialed 236 times to get in twice. The King, Ed, checked in, and Jess, let's see, Jeff in Woodridge, Chris at the Sweaty Turtle Lounge, Brandy Joe Bachman checked in, Scott's Speakeasy, Chris was down there, let's see, Matt at Goodrich Lake, oh boy, let's see, Big Pine Lake in Perham, Tom called from there, Bill at the Afton Home for Wayward Youth, Jim from the Sunnyside, let's see, callers from Lake George, the Wallinsons on Big Sandy, Gavin checked in from Big Sandy, Hay Lake, Turtle Lake, Alex at Glendalo, let's see here, Denny and Patsy at Two Inlets, Steve at the Creek, the Swamp Dog, caller from Edina, he dialed 252 times to get in twice, Horseshoe Lake, Bob at Windmill Farms, Callers from Anoka, Mama Hui checked in. Jigs called from the garage, but I think he's at Mojo's. Let's see here. Maury Amsterdam, cool guy. Let's see.